Video Film Podcast. My name's Adam.
I'm Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello, Adam. How are you?
How was your cottage?
It was good. The bugs were, for some reason, not going crazy. Usually, this is the worst time of year for bugs, and it wasn't. We didn't get a lot accomplished because none of the real adults were there.
Yeah.
Just me and George.
Yeah.
And he was good, but I was just kind of like trying to help.
Yeah.
So, it was fun though.
Cool. Why didn't everybody show up?
My dad was sick, so he didn't show up.
And that would be the only other real adult or what?
Well, the one who would have guided us through all the tasks that we needed to do.
Who could have figured out
all the problems.
When do you think you'll become an adult?
Never. Not that kind of adult.
Probably not.
No. And people are always like, oh, you gotta learn this stuff. And I'm like, I'm 44 years old. Like, do you want me to make a silly video or something? I'll do that.
Yeah.
I can cook. I don't know what else I can do.
Wow. That's not much, man. Those are two things.
It does not help with a cottage that much. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way. Like when your father was telling us where to go to turn off water, to do this and to do that and to look for this pipe. And
yeah.
And I was like, that's just something that, like, when I need to, I'll use my cell phone. That's the only tool that I have. It's my cell phone to my dad, and he'll tell me exactly what to do. And until then, I'll just stay ignorant.
Yeah, that was what George and I were trying to do, is put in the water, and then we just, like, problems just kept happening. And, like, we fixed one problem, and then there was another problem, and then we fixed that problem. And then there was another problem, and we were just like, we can't do it. We're going to ruin this thing more. And then people are just going to be majorly pissed off at us.
Sure. Now, who do you think's fault that is, that we don't know anything at our age?
It's ours.
Oh, it's our dad's. No question.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's their fault.
My dad tried to teach me.
Well, then it's yours.
Yeah.
But it's my dad's fault.
Okay. But it's mine and your dad's fault.
Yeah.
He tried to teach me, and he was like, oh, you need to do this. And I was like, I don't care.
Well, that's a shame.
It doesn't register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad would try for a millisecond, and then he'd be like, why don't you understand yet, you idiot? Why don't you fully understand everything that I haven't said out loud yet?
This brand new concept.
And then I'd get mad, and then he'd get mad, and we'd both walk away. And then that would be the end of the training session.
Yeah, I would just more like kind of pretending that I understood. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know.
Which
doesn't help me at all.
Well, anything else to talk about? No, I don't think so. All right, well then let's move on.
Let's.
Oh,
I want to ask you. Let's.
Whoa!
Hey, you. Well, you said, do you want to talk about anything else?
Yeah, so
I'm gonna bring up something. I'm gonna ask you a question, and I know. Well, okay, maybe you will have some insight into this. What do you think? Okay, so people have set work hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you work 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
I am with you.
Actually,
so far.
You know what? No, let's say earlier. Let's say you work 6 o'clock to 2 o'clock, right?
Okay.
Most people, even that I work with, don't work those hours. Okay.
Right.
Let's say somebody schedules a meeting for 3 o'clock, right? Technically an hour after I'm done.
Right.
But not an unreasonable time, right?
Sure. I'm with you.
Should I say, no, I will not go to that meeting because it's outside of my work hours? Or should I say, you know what? I'll do that.
Okay, well, this is veering into a territory where I don't know what I'm allowed to say about what you where you work, or if I'm allowed to even know that you have a job.
just give me an answer based on your, and this is not something that came up at my job.
If it
This is
were.
something I was reading on Instagram. So on Instagram, other than the hot chicks, there's also people who talk about employment and all that kind of thing. And this was one of those employment people giving a situation where she was asked to go to a meeting at like 10 after 5, and she worked till 5 or something.
Right.
And she was like, no, I don't do that. And then it was like a whole back and forth of like, you're making me go to this meeting, but then like I'm not allowed to come like 5 minutes late and blah, blah, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, like, it seems to me like pretty reasonable that if somebody asks you to go to a meeting and you can do that, like you don't have other obligations or something, you just do it.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think there should be like a
Think
real
there's
dividing line between your time and their time,
I
or
think there's so many different variables. Does a person get paid to work extra time? Does she get paid hourly?
probably
Is
wouldn't
she
get paid extra, no.
okay, so this is a set agreement where you're supposed to be at a certain place. Is it the type of job that requires you to alter your hours? Is it a government job or is it a private sector job? Those things come into play. So I can't give you just a yes, you should do it or no, you shouldn't. I mean, if it were somebody that I pay, they'd get paid overtime to stay later, and I would be well aware of that, and I would expect them to be able to try to do it, especially because they're getting paid extra money to be there.
Okay, but for you, like as a person, would you say like once you're done work at 4 o'clock, that's it? Like unless obviously somebody had asked you to stay for overtime, would you just say like no, that's it, fuck it, I'm done.
Me personally, no, I would stay and go to the meeting.
Okay, that's it. Seems there seems to be an age thing, like it seems to be people our age and above, or and maybe a bit younger, have no problem, and then seems to be young, and I don't know if this is a bad thing. It may be a good thing, maybe a great thing. But there seems to be a thing where people are like, no, I'm not going to give my whole life to my job. And you told me these are my hours, and then you scheduled this meeting outside of them. That's on you. You made the rules and then you broke them.
Yeah, I can respect that, but I can also respect that somebody else is trying to plan this meeting and you're integral to the meeting. And if you change the time to something different, then somebody else is in the exact same position that you are right now. So you're just trying to get something done. But again, it just maybe I it, yeah, it all there's so many variables. I don't know if it's maybe it is as cut and dry as there's an age cutoff and anybody below that thinks differently. I don't know.
Because I was thinking, like, I wish I could do that. I wish when people scheduled meetings at 3 o'clock and I had to, like, come home from work and then go on my computer at home to do the meeting. Like, I wish I could just be like, no, I work till 2. But there's no way I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say you're the ideal person to be like, because you probably let yourself get abuse sometimes with work just because you're out of fear and you're just afraid you'll be fired if you do. I'm speaking about that, like I can't even mention anything about your, you know what, I don't even think you have a job, so forget that, because
That's
you think
fair.
you might get fired if somebody somewhere somehow it's your brain is crazy, so
I
you're,
don't
you
think so.
don't
There's a lot of policies. A lot
And
of policies.
don't try to be like Jesse if you're looking at
I think that's a blanket statement. That's good. Don't try to be like
for
Jesse.
every aspect.
Just anything.
All right, are we done with that topic?
Yeah.
All right, Hulk Hogan documentary. Did you watch it on Netflix?
I have not.
All right. But what I kind of enjoyed it, and I don't give a shit about wrestling at all, but I did kind of enjoy it. But the one thing I noticed that was really weird that I wanted to ask you was they say World Wrestling Federation or WWF. They say WWF because they're talking about the time when Hulk Hogan was the biggest man and he was in the WWF. And yet the subtitles show WWE when he says WWF. The subtitles would change it to WWE, and I'm like, that is the weirdest. I can't understand why that would be.
There's probably a legal thing that says, like, these people are allowed to have their opinion of what the name was, but that name, I don't know, maybe they're saying it never existed. I
You would
don't know
think.
what the settlement was with WWF.
I know, but it's the difference between spoken language on the screen. I'm hearing WWF, and then they convert it to WWE in the subtitles. It's the weirdest fucking thing. Like,
It is weird.
if it was about not being able to say WWF ever, beep, they would beep it out. But they didn't beep out the audio. They left the audio the way that it was, and then they changed it in the subtitles. And I can't. These subtitles always fascinate me. I'm always just like, they capitalize God again. I can't. Who's working this subtitle machine that they fucking nail that every time? And now they're nailing stuff like changing, well, WWF, he must have meant WWE. Like, who's that person to decide? It's so
They probably
strange.
have lawyers just weighing in on the subtitles now because the people who are interviewed don't work for Netflix or whatever company, but the people who do the subtitles, they work for Netflix. So they're representing the company of Netflix.
I know it's easy for you just to throw out there like these, oh, well, it's got to be a legal thing, but does it make sense to you in your mind that that would be a legal thing that would make sense?
No.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. I don't want you to throw out your legal opinions on stuff that you
Okay,
don't
thanks.
have any opinion
But
on. Like,
I would have an issue with it as a person, maybe if I couldn't hear, right? And they're lying essentially in the subtitles.
that's true. That's another way to look at it. Yeah, you're white. If you act, the subtitles are meant for deaf people. They're not meant for me. And the subtitles are saying WWE, and I'd be like, wait a minute, he was in the WWF at that time. So the old, I don't know. It's the it was just I it's I noticed it several times, and I thought that was so weird that I would mention that I noticed that, because I knew the WWF thing was an issue, a legal issue at some point. But the only way I could make sense of that is if they were beeping out what he was saying, and then the subtitles, they were either saying the wrong letters or beeped out letters, which would be even more confusing, but it's very confusing to me as it is. Okay.
Even on like clips now from the 1980s, they put the new logo like over top of the WWF logo.
Is there anything else you can think of that there was that big of a legal battle where it's like we're erasing something from history? Three letters. That's the biggest one to
Yeah, I
me.
don't know. Yeah.
I don't, it's
There,
so.
I'm sure there's a bunch of like companies that you've never heard of or something. You know what I was thinking about this week, because I was listening to a podcast, and do you remember the band Bush from like the mid 90s? Anyway, so there was this band Bush in the mid 90s, but in Canada they had to be called Bush X.
Bush Light.
Bush Light. No, they had to be called Bush X because there was like a really old Canadian band
Oh, yeah.
that had registered the name Bush. So only in Canada, like I had a CD that had Bush X on it, and like everywhere else in the world is Bush.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
And yeah, like people would, nobody would call them Bush X. And like you never heard it actually said that I can remember. But it always had to be like printed. I don't know, maybe they said it on the radio, but I'm pretty sure on the radio they just called them Bush.
Yeah.
But like whenever you bought a CD, it had to be Bush X.
So weird. It's so weird when you get these lawyers involved. that argue this stuff out in court, and then they make some sort of agreement, which is just nonsense.
Yeah, and
And
that
those
only
lawyers
lasted.
made $50,000 to
Yeah.
do that job.
And the Bush X thing only lasted for maybe like their first two albums. And then they, I don't know what happened, some kind of settlement or something. And then they just went to being Bush, and it was like it never existed. But I probably have a CD right now that says Bush X on it somewhere.
Yeah, weird one. Good connection.
Kind of. But that was like, yeah. But I'm sure there's all these companies that have done that. May like probably not companies that were around for what, like 30 years before they had to change their name. Like that was a really, really long legal battle, if I remember correctly. Like they went through that for like a decade at least.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to Indiana Jones.
Let's
Indiana
do it.
Jones and the Last Crusade from 1989, and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull from 2008, both directed by Spielberg still. And
Yep.
then the Dial of Destiny from 2023, directed by who? Dan Fogel. Dame James Mangold.
Fogelberg. Yeah, James Mangold.
All right. And yeah. I don't know. What's up?
Do you, okay, give me a ranking of these three movies. Quick ranking.
I knew this was gonna happen, where you were gonna say pick the obviously the third one is the best.
Okay.
The second two, which one's better? That's what I thought the question was gonna be. And I was gonna say, I don't know. I can't tell you. One over the other. I was gonna say they're tied for their least favorite of mine. The fourth one and the fifth one, they're tied. And then I thought you
Yeah.
might say gun to your head, and then I'd say, I don't care, Dial of Destiny. That who cares? But I think they're tied for my least favorite. But I can't pick one or the other over worse. I don't have that strong of an opinion past
Yeah.
1989's. So you go.
I would say Dial of Destiny just a little bit worse than Last Crusade. And Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is just dog shit. Just
So the ranking was three, and then wait, which one was the?
three and then five and then four in just a distant four,
So
fifth.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, you despised it,
Terrible.
and Dial of Destiny, you liked it, sounds like.
I did like it. I like that they went back and they corrected a lot of what they did wrong in number four.
All right.
Number
What did they do
four,
wrong?
so Shia LaBeouf could have been the replacement for Indiana Jones, but he really gets one scene, the jungle chase, where he does fencing, and everything is like they tell you what they're gonna do every time. Like something happens when they're talking one time and he's like, oh, you know, I like fencing. And it's
Yeah.
like, what? Just out of the blue, you like fencing. And then there's a sword,
Yeah.
like just in the car. Oh, like who's, oh, some of these swords are fencing swords. Like, first of all, nobody has fucking fencing swords. And second, you don't just leave them in your Jeep for no
Yeah.
reason. And then he's like, oh, look at this box full of swords in the Jeep.
Right.
Like, and they only use him, it, like he would have been okay, but they only use him in that one scene. And then Indiana Jones does everything else.
Right.
Like he's just there to fuck up all the time. And Indiana Jones does everything else. And then they correct it perfectly by having Helena, I think her name is, Phoebe Waller-Bridge's character. She's doing a lot of stuff. Like she's having her own adventures.
Yeah.
And she's getting Indiana Jones out of trouble, and she could do you know anything that Indiana Jones is doing. She's competent.
Yeah.
So they correct that. The crystal skulls, like just the look of them is stupid.
Okay.
They look like just plastic skulls with like that sort of foil stuff in them, that crinkly paper foil. They just look fucking stupid. And
Okay.
they did a 1950s alien movie, but without any aliens, really. It was
Right.
just like they could have done an awesome thing where Indiana Jones and maybe he's trying to get into Area 51 or whatever. Like they could have done something with the crash spaceships or something like that. But no, they go back to like prehistory and do the same like kind of Indiana Jones thing that they've already done.
What? And which one are we talking now? The fourth one?
Crystal Skull, yeah.
You're saying they. What didn't he like? I don't get the last thing you
They
said.
had they so they introduced aliens, right?
Yes.
And then in the 1950s, they made a lot of movies, not very good movies, but movies about aliens, right?
Right.
Day the Earth Stood Still, all these flying saucer movies. And they could have made it kind of like in that genre and explored like contemporary, like things that happened in contemporary times, right? Like he's trying to solve a mystery or a problem that's happening right then,
Okay.
but they go back to like the ancient Mayans or something like that
Huh.
instead of having him do like a contemporary adventure.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I just fucking hate the movie.
Okay. That would have been weird because then you would have had people pissed off that he wasn't going into ancient temples as he has in the previous three movies. So if you had have done something in the 50s that if you had it done more aliens, people would have been pissed off. Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the aliens. I know that sounds like you didn't like that the aliens were the ancient artifact.
It was that the I like they talked about the aliens and the ship crashing and stuff, right?
Did they say there was a ship crashing? I don't know if that was
Yeah,
how they
because
got there.
that's the body in the magnetized, I don't know why it's magnetized, but the magnetized alien body
Right.
that the Russians get them to get out of the Area 51 where they have the Ark.
Yes.
And it's got like a crystal, the body that had just landed has a purely crystal skeleton or something like that.
Yeah, but when do they say that it was a crashed ship? If it was a crashed ship, well, how does it take off at the end? Very easily.
No, it's a different ship. So in 1940, like 10 years before the movie, Indiana Jones had been called to investigate the wreckage of a crashed alien ship.
Okay.
And they didn't tell him anything. I'm not sure why he was there, but he was one of all these scientists that were there, and nobody really found out what they were doing there.
I see.
But
And
he
that's how he
knew that.
knows where the alien is at the beginning.
Yes, because it's
Okay.
highly, all he knows really is that it's highly magnetized.
Sure. Okay. I'll take your word on that. I believe you. And I just wasn't paying that close of attention to that. You know what distracted me right from the very first frame of the movie is that stupid CGI gopher. And I'm like, I know that you guys love CGI, but knock it off, man. I don't like it. It's very distracting to me. I don't enjoy it. I don't find it cute. Like I could go and watch cartoons if I want, but I don't want to watch cartoons. I want to watch live action shit.
It's like it reminded me of like Caddyshack. It's like this is not Caddyshack. This is the. But I know you hate the fridge thing. Do you still, after watching it this time, did you hate the fridge
I
thing?
hated it just as much. I don't have as much passion for my hatred watching it this time because I see it coming and I'm like, I want to not hate it, but I'm like, no, I think that's, look at how violently that fucking thing lands on the ground. And then he just dusts himself off. He just stands up and dusts himself off. And you're like, okay, I guess we're just gonna, okay. I guess that's it. That is what it is. And we're just supposed to move on from that. And they don't, I don't know, that pissed me off. But you know.
And why is the fridge the only thing that gets just launched? Like the everything
Yeah,
else
everything
just kind
else
of
is it
evaporates and the fridge
evaporates.
is just blown like 15 fucking miles away.
I mean, I need a Mythbusters to show me that that could happen. And they need to put their Mythbuster dummy inside of it. And let him survive, and then I'd go, okay, plausible, stamped. I cannot be mad anymore. But to me, didn't seem plausible.
Give them Mythbusters nuclear weapons.
Yeah, that it annoys me. And you know what? A lot of it annoys me. The guy, Ray, what's his name? His sidekick.
Whinstone.
He's a quadruple agent. Like, fuck you. Like, it just keeps going back and forth, and it's
Yeah.
like, why would they trust him in like the
Yeah.
last third of the movie?
Exactly.
He goes, hey, no, I was a triple, a quadruple,
Yeah.
sex te sextuple agent. And then Indy's like, oh, okay, thanks, join us. And then
Yeah, they just keep
still,
welcoming him back.
it's so, that was annoying. The
Yeah.
monkeys and Shia
Oh,
LaBeouf
the
swinging.
fucking monkeys.
I'm like, it, like I said a couple weeks ago to you, that's the only, I can only remember two things about the movie that I hated: the nuclear explosion and then he survives it. I would love a nuclear explosion, but don't have him in a fucking fridge.
I think he should have been in the fridge, but the fridge shouldn't have moved.
He should have just got, I don't, yeah, okay, that would have been more plausible. I if the fridge had been there and he had just opened it up and stepped out of it, I would have
Yeah.
gone, is that possible? I don't know, so I'm just gonna move on. But the fact that it fucking violently lands,
Yeah.
okay.
Like we had a fridge at my cottage from the 1950s up until like 5 years ago, and it was in perfect working order. So it's plausible. Like those things are pretty much indestructible. We've also hit it with nuclear weapons.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah, myth busted. I don't know what else I was saying. So,
You're gonna say something about monkeys.
oh, that scene was a fucking, I just it I remember it in my mind, and I'm like, I don't like any of this CGI stuff. Now, I watched Kingdom, didn't like it again. Watched Isle of Desi, I'd never seen it before. I didn't like it from the first frame when they show young Indiana Jones, and you're supposed to be like, whoa, it's young Indiana Jones, but my
Yeah.
brain does not do that. Ever since I watched Will Smith be like a cartoon Will Smith in some fucking action movie, I've been like, I hate it. I hate this, the
Yeah.
young CGI thing they can do.
Yeah.
I don't, it doesn't excite me. I don't like seeing it. It's very distracting to me. So,
I found this less distracting than any other time I've seen de-aging.
well, I didn't like it.
Okay.
But I thought the movie was about time travel. I thought the whole thing was about time travel, and I thought I heard somebody say that he jumps throughout his past lives so they could bring back young characters. That's what I thought somebody said.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, they're going to be doing this de-aging shit all through the rest of the movie, right?
Yeah.
But they don't. They do that beginning action sequence, which is like, I don't know, 20 minutes. And then they jump forward to him as an old Indiana Jones. And by the end of the movie, there had been none of that, which I was expecting,
Yeah.
all these de-aged
Yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And so I went, God, if they had to cut the first 20 minutes of the movie, I might have liked this. I might have liked just
Yeah.
an old Indiana Jones going on a new adventure. But the fact that it opened with that de-aging thing really put me off. I didn't like it.
I liked it. I liked it because you got to see a kind of a mini classic Indiana Jones adventure.
Yeah, and that's what the director said. He said like we had to start it with like a grab the audience, young Indiana Jones adventure, and we had to do it that way. And I was like,
Yeah.
no, you didn't. You really didn't have to do it that way, because I would have liked it a lot more if they hadn't done it
Yeah.
that way.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I don't know what, I've never seen it without that, but
Well,
it could have been cool. It could have been cool if they maybe did that and brought him back in time. Like maybe they didn't start it with that. Because that, I think that maybe that sort of, for a lot of people, gave you a different expectation of what the movie was going to be.
yeah, I don't know how to do it at the box office.
Oh man. Okay. This is a good little quiz. How much do you think this movie cost?
$100 million.
400 million dollars.
Yeah.
400 million dollars. How much do you think it made?
Yeah, probably not that much. I don't know.
Nope, worldwide less than its budget.
Which, how much?
Like, n not that much less, but like, I don't know, like maybe 20 million less or something
Okay.
than the budget. That's a huge, like, fucking loss. But it did come out during COVID,
Yeah.
which is not really an excuse because the Top Gun Maverick movie made $70 billion
Yeah.
at around the same time. So, not an excuse.
No, not an excuse. I think people were kind of done with Indiana Jones after the fourth one.
Yeah.
I was. That's why I didn't bother watching it until this week, because I
Yeah.
was like, yeah, and I didn't like they were going to do time travel. So I'm like, that's just an excuse to have more action scenes with a cartoon Indiana running around, and I don't want to see that. And yet
I'm shocked.
it wasn't
I'm
like
shocked that
that.
you're saying that though, because you love time travel.
Yeah.
You love time travel movies. You like them all the time. But this one, you're not, you weren't. You didn't want the time travel, even though you thought there was more time travel.
I didn't want the time travel because I thought they were going to just use a cartoon Indiana and they were going to have him jumping throughout so that they could do all the same stunts that they wanted to do with a young Indiana Jones. And I was like, that's cheap. Even though I was completely wrong, I had already made up this story in my head of how they were justifying it, but they didn't. They just had an old Indiana Jones running around. And I was cool with that. I was fine with that. I liked it more without the cartoon Indiana. But again, the CGI ruined it for the fourth one and the fifth one. And I went, well, that makes sense. They really didn't have any fucking CGI in 1989. It was 100% practical, the first three. And then you try to bring them, and George Lucas and Steven Spielberg are so excited that they can just do it all in a fucking computer now. And I'm like, but I like it less when I see that because I find it very distracting. I don't
Like
want to see monkeys.
when Marion was driving the Jeep,
Yeah.
so glad to have Karen Allen back, but she's driving a Jeep on an obvious CGI cliff,
Yeah.
and you're like, there's no stakes.
No,
Like
no.
there's like when they're doing this stuff live in like Raiders and whatever, and the guy's like under the truck, like that's a guy under a truck.
Yeah.
This one, it's like people sitting in a on a stage in front of a green
Right,
screen. You're
right.
like, nothing can happen to these people.
I
They're
agree.
like, they're just in a fucking cartoon world. They like I don't give a shit.
Now, have you ever seen any behind the scenes making of?
Yes. I don't remember any of it.
But you had to say yes to my question.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched the special features and stuff on all these, like when they
Okay.
came out.
Well, just because I watched the making of the first two a couple weeks ago, and then I wanted to do the same thing with the last two. I wanted to do it with all three, but I forgot to do the third one, and it doesn't matter because I love the third one so much. So. I watched the behind the scenes making of, and it made me like them a lot more. And I bet you it would with almost every movie in the world if I watched behind the scenes, because you get to see the passion of the people making this stuff, and passion of Spielberg and Harrison Ford and Karen Allen and George Lucas and what's the Kennedy guy's name? Something Kennedy?
Oh, Kathleen
Frank?
Kennedy.
Frank
Oh,
Marshall,
Frank
Frank
Marshall.
Marshall, Kathleen Kennedy, their passion for making the fourth one. I was like, I fucking love it. Like, I'm now starting to like the fourth movie just because I watched them. They didn't see this shit like that I was seeing when I just sat down at the theater and watched it, like being annoyed by gophers and little plot points and stuff like that. They weren't seeing that kind of stuff. They were like, yeah, this will be fun. And so yeah, I don't know. It's made me, and the same thing with the last one. Like the amount of pride they had in filming the streets of New York with the parade and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I didn't give a shit about that while watching the movie, but then watching them do it, you're like, wow, I really appreciate that they had to hand paint all the signs. There's where $400 million went. It went down the drain because I didn't give a shit and nobody else did while watching the movie. And yet it is pretty cool to think that they spent that much time on it. You talked about something in the fourth one that you were like, it looks shitty, like the crystal skull. Watching them make that, like the care that they had in building the sets, you're like, I want to give it to them. I want to like this movie, the amount of when they in the place where all the aliens are sitting in the end, like they made each one of those little panels around the thing by hand, and they slipped in a couple with the ET on it and C-3PO
The
and stuff.
droids,
And you're like, that, look at the passion this one guy, that production designer, had for his part of the project.
And the practical stuff looks good. Like
That's,
the sets look good. I really like the graveyard set in the fourth one, where there's like multiple tiers of like the Inca burial ground or whatever in Peru. Like
I
that
like the
looks
set.
cool.
The set looked cool. And I guess what reminded me to talk about all this shit was that I couldn't believe how much practical stuff. They were in a jungle. They had those things that Karen Allen was driving, the like the boat car and the other tanks and stuff. Those things all existed. How come when we watch it, we're like, this is all in a green screen? Like, none of this actually took place anywhere.
So apparently, like in the jungle, they did the chase, but it's like heavily augmented with CG because obviously they're not going that fast. Obviously, Shia LaBeouf is not straddling two boat cars. Like, so it, I mean, it's kind of like I would have rather just had them spend the money and make it look better and just do it in the studio rather than go all the way out to the jungle, build tracks in the jungle, make everything safe, make everything doable. Like, just don't spend the money on CG if that's what you're gonna do after. It's like, why do something? It's almost like it's rotoscoped, like that Richard Linklater movie. It's almost like they filmed the movie and then they just went over it with a bunch of CG shit and made it look like garbage. Even though obviously it would have probably looked stupid because of what they, how they would have had to film it in the jungle, it wouldn't look cool. But find a way to make it look cool. Don't fucking do the CG shit after.
Well, you kind of lost me with your you kind of lost me with that last bit, but what I'm saying is that they were there. They were in the jungle. They were actually had all that stuff. They were filming it. Like, why wasn't that enough? Like, why did they have to add, like, well, let's have him swinging with a thousand monkeys behind him, which is impossible to get on actual film. So we'll build that in a computer. It's like, I didn't like that part of the movie. Why did you
Just
need to do
figure out what
that?
you can do practically and do that. Don't do this shit that you can't do practically.
I guess it's just like, oh, this will be cool. This will be for the kids. The kids will love it. And it's like, no, all of us kids grew up. We're now older and we don't buy it.
We want the real thing. We don't want monkeys. The monkeys almost, well, they did get Shia LaBeouf fired from being in any more movies because he went on interviews and he was like, the monkeys were stupid and the swinging on the vines was stupid, but it's my fault because I couldn't make it believable. And Steven Spielberg was like, don't criticize the fucking movie during the press. And I guess that got him fired. He also just basically said he didn't like dealing with Spielberg and like being in the movie, and he thought the movie sucked.
Stupid move on his part.
I guess, but it could have been a smart move because now people agree with that. I mean, he was right. He shouldn't have said it, but he was right.
You can't well, yeah, I appreciate that he was honest, but I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you a question about the third Indiana Jones. So, Henry Jones Jr. or Senior is given a drink from the cup of life or whatever that thing is, the Holy Grail, right? Which is supposed to let you live forever, correct? He's dead 20 years later. How does that happen?
Oh, well, I thought that you had to stay in the thing. You couldn't leave.
Oh, I didn't. I thought once you drank from it, you were good.
No, my understanding was you had to, that was the price of immortality, was you had to stay inside of that temple thing and you had to drink the water from there.
Oh, I thought once you drank the water, you were good. I thought that's why the Nazis all wanted it, so they could stay young forever.
Don't,
Or maybe
that's,
they didn't know that at the time.
they didn't know that you had to stay there. I think he says it pretty clearly. You have the price of immortality is that you have to stay here. Maybe he doesn't
Oh,
say it like that.
I thought it was just him that had to, like the old knight that had to stay there. But like he, that was his price that he paid, but that was just like a self-imposed price.
No, well, that's not how I read it always, that
Okay.
sure, you can live forever, but you have to stay in this little temple forever.
Oh, I must have missed that. Okay, so that's why he was able to die. And I looked through like the comments and the IMDb trivia. Nobody mentioned it. So you're probably right. There must have been some caveat there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So in the first, third, and fifth movies, the Nazis are the bad guys.
Okay.
Did you like that the Russians were the bad guys and the ancient, I don't know what they were, Indian people, maybe? Were the bad guys, the Indian people were the bad guys in the second one? Like which bad guys do you like best?
I guess Nazis.
Yeah. I like the Nazis as bad guys. I like the Indian bad guys in the second one because they were more mysterious. Like everybody kind of knows what Nazis are about. They're up to no good. But you don't know the ancient practices and powers and things that these guys have that worship gods that you've never heard of. I think that's why I like the second villains the best, but I like the Nazis as villains because they're always dependably bad and they're always going after things to rule the world. And that's bad.
That is, yeah. No, I didn't. They always talk about, it's funny because they talk about that you can't do Nazis again. So after they made the first one, talking about making the second one, like, well, we can't do Nazis again. So we gotta do something different. And they do something different, and everybody goes, well, we didn't like that as much. And they're like, oh, bring back Nazis. And then when they were making the fourth one, Spielberg was like, well, you can't do Nazis again. So we did Russians instead. And nobody liked the fourth one. And they're like, all right, let's make a fifth one and we'll do Nazis again. I mean, I didn't really care. I didn't care who the bad guys were. Your question of who do you like the best, I really don't have any opinion. I didn't care who it was. I just knew there were bad guys. It wasn't about the bad guys to me. It was about Indiana Jones. So I didn't have a strong opinion about that, to be honest.
And okay, so in the fifth one, obviously Mads Mikkelsen's character is a Nazi, right?
Okay.
His two bodyguards, what are they? Are they just like mercenaries?
I guess so, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's like they're cool characters, but you don't really get, and I think it's a good thing. But you don't really get a sense of where their loyalties are, because you got Boyd Holbrook and he's cool, and then you got the guy from Reacher and he's awesome, because he's just huge. But you're
Yeah.
never like these guys don't really seem to have an ethos or anything. They don't really seem to have a belief system. They're just
Right.
kind of helping Mads Mikkelsen. They're good guys in that way.
Yeah.
They're loyal.
Sure. Yeah.
But when he shot, it's always shocking the first time that they're like in the office building and he just shoots somebody. And you're like, oh, I thought this guy's like an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent or something. He's just like a private security guy who just kills people. And then the CIA people are like, hey, stop killing people in broad daylight.
Oh, is that who they
Like,
were? They were CIA.
well, the black girl was like CIA, I think, or something, or FBI. And then Boyd Holbrook's character seems to be just like a bodyguard, and he just shoots somebody like in cold blood, and they're like, hey, don't do that. There's no repercussions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know why.
Me neither.
Okay. What else you got?
Well, I will stick up for Shia LaBeouf. I didn't mind him at all in the fourth one. I think people did have hate for him, or maybe not. I don't really know what people said, but I didn't mind him. I thought he was fine.
I thought they should have given him more to do to set him up to take over.
Yeah, that would have been all right. Yeah, that's all.
Do you think they were trying to set up Phoebe Waller-Bridge's character in the fifth one to take over?
I don't think so.
No?
Were they? I didn't get that feeling.
I got that feeling. I don't know if anyone ever said it explicitly, but I got that feeling from the movie. But when it crashed, th they obviously didn't make a sixth movie with her as the main character.
No, I just felt like she wanted money, and that was it. That was the whole her whole character was just she just wanted money, and she didn't really care about putting stuff in a museum.
But that was the Temple of Doom Indiana Jones doll, right?
Yeah,
Temple
she
of Doom.
could have. Yeah,
She could have done an about face. I
she
think at
could have.
the end she kind of does, right?
I guess so. Yeah, she wants to save Indy from the death. That was made mostly.
Okay, another question. Do you think it would have been better if they let him stay in the past? Or was the ending that they went with better?
I think it
Him
was
coming
better.
back.
Bring him back, sure. Have him make up with Marion. Yeah,
I
kind
like
of.
that part of it. I think him and Marion should have stayed in the past somehow.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Marion had have been in this movie more.
Yeah. Could have been different.
But what are you gonna do?
I don't know. Let's talk about the third one.
Okay.
Is it sounds like it's your one of your least favorite.
It's not what I like. I like it the third most, if that helps.
Yeah.
But it just, I remember, so I remember my dad made me see it in the theater.
Okay.
I don't think I'd probably seen the Temple of Doom by that time. Maybe not, actually. I don't think I'd ever seen an Indiana Jones movie at this point. And my dad was like, come see this movie, The Last Crusade. And I was like, I don't want to see it. And
Wow.
this I must have been 7 or 8 maybe, and I was like, I don't know what this movie is, I don't want to see this movie, I don't care. And he was like, we're gonna see it. You don't have a choice.
Right.
You have to come with me, because I guess he didn't want to go to the movies by himself. And so we went and saw it. And I was confused who this fucking guy was,
Yeah.
what he was doing, what the like I was confused about everything. Like, I liked the movie, but I remember after seeing the second and third, or the first and second movie after, I was like, oh, there's like two other awesome movies before this. That if I had have seen, I probably would have liked the third one a lot more.
Wow, I didn't know you'd have to see the first and second one to like the third one.
Well, I was just like, what's this guy? What's this? This guy just, every time he goes somewhere, he puts on this costume. Why does he have a whip?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it would have cleared anything up if I had have seen the first and second movies. But like, you got the sense that this was the last adventure, right?
Okay.
And I think I even knew that going into it, that this was this guy's last adventure, and I hadn't seen his first adventures.
Right.
And so I
Huh.
was like, I don't know. It also didn't really seem to be the end. Like, he didn't die, so it didn't really seem to be the end of anything. I just remember, like, as a 7-year-old being like, eh,
Wow.
not great. But
Judgmental.
now I, well, yeah, now I see it and I like it. It's a good movie.
It's great. I
I
think
like
it might
the
be my favorite.
conflicted, really, your favorite.
I
Why
think so.
would it be your favorite?
I don't know. I like it.
The tank chase?
Oh, yeah, that's great when he's hanging off
Love
the side of the tank, and
the tank chase.
it's great.
All practical. I like the Nazi woman who's conflicted.
Yeah.
She sees that all the Nazis are bad and she wants to be on Indiana Jones's team, but she can't quite get there. She's not quite a good enough person to make the leap.
Yeah, maybe the characters were more interesting. I'll tell you something I did think about this time. When I was a kid and I saw the first one, I remember the very first movie, and I was bored to tears between when he gets back from the temple, the way the movie opens, and he goes to the school and he's teaching in the school. And I was like, this movie's great, except for there's like an hour in the movie after the action scene where it's so boring that I want to cry. And I guess that's just the attention span of a 6-year-old.
Because it was 3 minutes.
This is not long at all, but I remember, vividly remember going like, well, it's great, except for it drags forever in the middle. And now I watch the movie and I'm like, I enjoyed the part after he gets done his cartoon adventure at the beginning, when he's teaching at the school and he meets up with Phoebe and they talk for a bit in the bar, and then they're discussing stuff, and I'm liking that part of it more than I like the action part. I really didn't like the action part. And I'm like, wow, what a difference 40 years makes to a brain, to somebody's brain, for being just so bored with the action. As a kid, I just remember like they just talk forever. And all it is him at the school. Two guys come and they're like, hey, can you tell us about the Ark? And he tells them a little bit, and then he's off. And but I'm like, it just takes forever to get past that point. But yeah.
I found in the fifth movie though that it seemed to be a lot less of like after obviously the de-aging part, there seemed to be a lot less CG in the fifth movie. Did you find that or no?
Yeah, there was still quite a lot of it during the action scenes. Yeah, they really annoyed me, like the a lot of the yeah, anytime there's CGI, I'm just getting annoyed. It's too bad.
Yeah, I don't know. It either wasn't obvious to me or I didn't see it. Like I liked the chase and that little three-wheel thing that they had. That was a good car chase.
Yeah, I didn't much
But
care for it.
I mean, you kind of saw it a million times by that point, like in the Bourne movies and Ronin and everything. You've seen people go through little streets in cars, but I thought it was good. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess when he's riding that horse and then like he's in the subway and I'm just waiting to see the cartoon.
That was so stupid. Like,
Yeah.
who's okay? I was like, okay, he's riding the horse in the subway. That's stupid. The guy follows him in a motorcycle, and it's like it's got to take longer to navigate it with a motorcycle than just on foot in the subway.
Right.
Like it just makes no fucking sense. And I get that you're supposed to be like, oh, it's awesome. He's got a horse in there. Oh, he's coming up with a motorbike. It's like, no, it's not awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they do carry on making Indiana Jones movies with somebody else. And I would be fine if they actually cast a young person. They don't have to explain it. They don't have to go back in time and say he became a different physical person. Just cast a young guy and say he went on more adventures. And now we're going to show you some. And make another movie with a young, but because you get a lot of fans that are like, or you know what, it's not even fans, it's Indiana or Harrison Ford is still alive, Steven Spielberg is still alive, and they're like, these are our movies, we're not letting anybody else do them. If we're gonna have Harrison Ford in a wheelchair, we're gonna do it, and then we'll just put a stuntman in there and we'll just digitally change his face to be Harrison Ford, but these are his movies. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead and die. And let's cast somebody young in the role.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Adam Gallagher wishes Harrison Ford would die.
I do. I do. It's or just let somebody else not care so much about it. Let somebody else
Yeah.
take it.
There was a pretty big backlash when they were going to cast, I think it was Chris Pratt as Indiana Jones
Yeah.
instead of Harrison Ford for the fifth movie. And it people were just not having it.
Yeah, not Chris Pratt. I mean, he's just been in everything. Give it to somebody different.
Well, this was 10 years ago.
Give it to that guy that played him in the Star Wars movies. Nobody would like that, but
Oh, Alden, yeah. There's just a new Harrison Ford. He just does all the new Harrison Ford movies
yeah.
in the Line of Fire 2 with
Yeah.
whatever his name is. Yeah, that would be cool. I think you should just have a guy and you just anoint your replacement, and then there's like Ocean's 13 with the guy who looks like Brad Pitt. Who's that guy from the Boardwalk Empire?
Oh, Michael Pitt?
Michael Pitt. You don't even have
Yeah.
to you don't even have to change the last name.
Yeah. No, I'd be cool with it if they did, just because I don't want to see somebody else and then they digitally change his face. It's too distracting to me. I mean, how many times am I going to say it? I'm distracted by the special effect face changing.
Yeah, I
It's
think
it.
you could definitely do Indiana Jones with somebody else. For
And
sure.
they're always complaining about it. Like Hollywood, they're going to CGI replace us with artificial intelligence and they're going to bring people back from the dead. And it's always, who gets the money now? Who gets the paycheck if we're just doing it all in a computer?
Yeah.
Like it's the estate of the dead person should get the money, or they should have the rights to the person's face. And I'm just like, just stop it all. Just stop all of that because I don't want to see it. I don't want to. I guess a lot of the audience gets really excited when they see a young Indiana Jones, a de-aged Harrison Ford.
Yeah, there's apparently there's a place that actors, like a company that actors go to now, and they scan their likeness into like this whatever machine, and now they get royalties off of like when it's used. But basically there's like an AI or CG or whatever likeness of them now.
Yeah.
And they just say, like, they say, okay, do whatever you want, put me in a movie or whatever, and just make sure you pay me.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to be there.
Yeah, that's I don't much enjoy it.
No, me neither. That sounds
Okay,
weird.
Last Crusade. Loved Sean Connery. He's great.
Yep.
And he's not
Perfect.
James Bond in it again. He's kind of a doddering old guy who's a funny character. He's a funny sidekick, but so he was great in it. And it's funny in the fourth movie how they're talking about how Dad's dead. And he's just like, yeah, it's a shame we lost Brody. I'm assuming that guy that played Brody, what was his name? I've already forgotten, even though he got the biggest titles in the first movie.
Yeah, I forget, yeah.
They're like, we lost him, and then we lost Sean Connery. And Sean Connery was still alive at that time.
Very much so.
And I guess they just couldn't get him to come back, but they treat him like he's dead and it's very sad and everything. And he wasn't even dead at the time. That was funny.
Yeah, he just didn't want to unretire. I think they were going to give him like a little cameo or something, and then he was just like, no, nah, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, weird.
But yeah, the other guy was definitely dead. He died of AIDS like not that long after the third movie,
No, really.
unfortunately. Yeah, so he was not around for the fourth movie. But yeah, and then they did the same thing with Shia LaBeouf. They're
Yeah.
like, yeah, my son's dead. He definitely died in a war.
Yeah.
And you're like, what fucking war was that? Because the Vietnam War, I think they said he died like 3 or 4 years before, but I don't think the Vietnam War had started.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
I think it was like 1969. So he would have died in like around 1966.
The
I don't.
Vietnam War had been going on.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. I
We've
didn't
had
think
this
it.
conversation before and I've forgotten all the dates, but I think it went on for a long time, like fucking 20 years or something.
No, it was like I know it went on around until around 74, but I thought it started in like 68 or 69. I could be completely wrong. I could be wrong. But it was just weird that they were like, he's dead, instead of like, he's just not around. They could have just been like, he's busy.
Yeah, I don't know. That made sense to me that he was dead, and that's why him and his wife split up, and he was in such a bad place and everything. And
Yeah. It makes sense, but it just seemed like it,
was it a misdirect too to have you say this is about time travel? And he says, "What would you do if you go back in time?" And he says, "I'd go back and save my son's life." And so you think, I thought that's where the movie was going to go, but then I thought, I don't think Shia LaBeouf came back for this, so I kind of doubt it. But maybe he'll attempt to go to that time and do that, and then he'll fail at it or something. I that's what, but it didn't go there at all.
Okay, so can you explain a little bit, because I know how much you love time travel. Can you explain a little bit about how the time travel works in this movie?
I mean, what is there to explain? They go through a portal in the sky and they're back in time.
Okay, so are there different portals to different times that are all open at the same time?
I don't know. Insert
Because
your answer here, whatever you want.
He keeps saying like, oh, you're going to the wrong one. You got the wrong time. You got the wrong coordinates.
Yeah.
So I was like, are there like all these different portals that are open, and he just went to like the wrong one?
I thought it was just all explained when Phoebe, whatever, says, turns out that was all bullshit, and it's a one-way ticket. You can only come back to this one period of time.
Oh, okay. I thought it was you could go back to any of these like 30-year periods of time, but you couldn't
What's
get back
the
to your own time.
Thirty-year period? What is that?
So they talk about at some point in the movie, they talk about every 30 years,
Okay.
the portal opens and you can go back to one of these times in these 30-year increments.
Okay. I missed
That's
that
what it
completely.
seemed like, but then I only saw one portal. Or maybe like there was different portals in like another side of the world or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
But they were like, 'cause I remember they were go they were flying toward a portal, and Indiana Jones is like, "Ah, you don't even you don't care about continental drift, you stupid dummy." And then he's like, "You got the coordinates wrong.
Right.
You're not going to see your buddy Hitler. You're going to somewhere else." And then they just happen to go see Archimedes, which I guess makes sense because he built the thing like at the exact time that they went back to it. But yeah,
Yeah, there wasn't enough confusing stuff for
it.
me to ponder.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they should have made more of the time travel. Like I like what you thought the movie was, is that he goes back to
And
all
that's what
these
I
different
didn't want it to
times.
be.
Yeah, that's what I kind of wanted it to be.
No, I didn't want it to be that.
Like they only use time travel once in a time travel movie.
It was fine. That was fine with me because then I didn't have to complain about the holes in their logic. Like, if they had have done that where they show him that they find the dead body with a watch on it, and then they show that it's the Nazis' watch and he's taking it back to that time, that's the one thing that does make sense with the time travel. And I went, okay, that's fine. But if they had had him jumping through time and changing stuff, then it would have been like, well, now I don't get how you can change time or you can't change time. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they just went to that one period and that was it. You'd think they'd drop more hints. You'd think they'd do more stuff with time travel. All they had to do is remember that we had a watch and the watch has to be there. We have to take it back in time with us. That's enough for us to remember. Anything more complicated than that, it'll be too hard. Even though you have forever to sit down and write a script, you could be putting stuff at the beginning of the movie that doesn't make sense until the end of the movie, but they don't. They just do a quick, hey, that guy shouldn't have a watch. Oh, there's the watch. It's funny.
I feel like if there was ever a movie where they didn't have a lot of time to write a script, it was probably this movie.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Well, just because Harrison Ford's getting old. Like he was 80, I think, when they, by the time they finished filming it.
Okay.
So they really had to get going.
They had 15 years between the fourth and the fifth movie to write a script.
That's true. That's
So,
true.
but you're right. I'm sure they just said, like, it's greenlit, write it, have it in by tomorrow,
Yeah.
and we'll start filming.
Yes, time's wasting. Yeah. All right, anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. Oh, I've got stuff written down here. So in Kingdom of the
Okay.
Crystal Skull, I liked that they used the Nazca lines because those are real things. I liked they used the elongated skull, the thing that you thought looked dumb, but I liked that they had the elongated head of the people because that's a real thing too. And I can't understand the people that can know that about history and just dismiss it and go like, ah, just ancient people being fucking stupid. And I'm like, isn't that weird? Don't you think that's so fascinating and weird that an ancient culture was building stuff on the ground that you could only see from the sky? And then they were elongating their heads. And it just all seems to point to aliens. Like, it just makes sense to me that it's like, it is weird that they were honoring somebody in the sky. It like and so I don't know. So I liked that they used that stuff for this movie,
Yeah.
and people didn't seem to give a shit. They were like, no, no aliens. The heads look dumb, just like you. You were like, heads are dumb.
That's not at all what I said. The actual crystal skull looks stupid. I liked the stuff you just talked about. It makes sense. It's true. It's just how they rendered that skull, and it looks so stupid.
Yeah, so I like that they try to pull from actual things from history and then just twist them to their narrative a little bit. I enjoy that they do that in all these movies. Let's see what else. The Dial of Destiny started with a contains tobacco depictions in giant letters. Did your copy do that?
probably, yeah.
That's a really like it's very strange. Giant letters contains tobacco. Do you think anybody ever went, oh shit, stood up in the theater and walked out because of that warning?
In the theater, no, but I bet at home people have turned that movie off or told their kids you have to leave.
Yeah.
They must have, or they wouldn't put it, right? Like they're the only reason you would put that is if somebody who was rich and had political connections saw a movie and they were like, people are smoking in this movie. I gotta tell the guy who I know, who's the head of the MPAA, that you have to warn us if somebody's going to smoke a cigarette.
Yep. But I still wonder if anybody actually turned it off because of that. Maybe you're right. Maybe they're sending their kids out of the room. That actually never occurred to me.
I'm sure they have. Not like an, I don't think any adult would care, but I think for their kids, they wouldn't want them maybe to see people smoking. Sad.
I wanted a little bit more about Last Crusade. There's so much I love
Sure.
about Last Crusade. I just
Give me
I
some
gotta
more.
I got to think about it though. We got to go through it. How's it start? Last Crusade.
You got the notebook. The notebook comes to him from his father.
That can't be how it starts. Oh, it starts with a young Indiana Jones on the train. That's a
Ah,
great
yes.
sequence.
River Phoenix, yep.
River Phoenix running around, and they're showing how he got his whip. They're showing how he got his fear of snakes. They're showing how he got his scar. They're just
His
showing you
hat.
all this stuff, his hat from that guy, how he found his love of ancient artifacts should be in a museum and stuff. And he's chasing that his whole life. And they cut forward to him on the boat with the guy that had stolen that artifact in the beginning. I think that's a great way to start the movie. I liked it.
Yeah, I think it's a good start.
Yeah. There's a real lion in there. Like, it wasn't the fourth one where there's this just a bunch of CGI ants that are devouring people's flesh. And I'm like, this isn't, it's not, none of that's real.
Nope.
At least in the fifth one, some of those bugs were real, I believe.
Maybe. I hope so.
Because I saw the making of, and
Yeah.
they showed them with bugs, and they had real bugs. And I'm like, oh, how come I didn't believe it for a second when you actually did go and get real centipedes?
I guess we're just accustomed not to believe things now.
Yeah, it's because you take away so much of our belief with so much CGI that when we see shit that is real, we're like, oh, well, obviously none of that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a real
Sad.
snake in the fourth one. Obviously, that snake that's touching them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's confounding how they like it. I mean, it seems like if there's any movies that you should never use CGI, it's an Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah,
Right?
I wish that they had that purist. What's the guy that made Mad Max?
Oh, George Miller. Yeah.
Wasn't he a purist when he made the
Yeah.
2015 Mad Max?
Zero. I think we should go back and watch that. But zero CGI in any of the Mad Max movies, even the one he made like 2 years ago or something.
That's where I wish that you had like a purist. Like, I wish
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg was this annoying purist where he was just like, no CGI. But he wasn't. He was a pioneer. He was making
Yeah.
Jurassic Park. And it worked in Jurassic Park so well because
Yeah.
there wasn't three prior Jurassic Parks
Yeah.
that we were all going
Yeah.
like, no, this isn't how it made me feel. Like, that was the first of them
Yeah.
that set the tone, and we all felt a certain way after watching that.
And I feel like there was a couple of CGI things in the third one. Like the blades that chopped the guy's head off, they looked a little CGI to me.
Maybe.
So I was like, I could see like where he was going.
Yeah.
And I was like it didn't bother me in the third one, but I was like, oh, I see. He's got a little taste now. He's got a little taste
Maybe.
of the CGIs now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they had to do something special effect wise with the bridge when they pan to the side of the bridge and they show that it's I always think there's no way that that could be. They tried to make it plausible. Like
Yeah,
the
there's no
bridge is
way you couldn't see
painted.
the fucking bridge.
It's impossible to do that.
Yeah.
It's weird that they would mix magic and then just also, but be like, but it's not magic. It's a thing that is possible. It's strange.
Yeah.
But you know, the third one, they go into Venice or whatever, and then they're underground really quickly. They find that X in the library floor, and they're down in the catacombs, and there's rats down there. There's real rats, not
Yeah.
CGI rats running around. Very exciting. They go to an old castle that has a bunch of trap doors. That was very exciting for me as a kid. They travel up in a zeppelin, and
That was
they
awesome.
th that was great. Fall off, take a plane and escape. Like, the whole movie is just amazing from start to finish.
That whole sequence was great with the plane and the Zeppelin and they're being chased and he uses the birds as a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole sequence was great.
The whole thing is great. Everything in that movie is great.
It's
They
a good
go
movie.
to Petra in Jordan,
Yep.
which is amazing. As a kid, I remember seeing that, and I'm like, there's no place in the world like that where there's just a big giant castle carved into the face of a wall. And then you later on learn that was a real thing. They just went there and shot it. They didn't just make it in a computer or build a set. Yeah, it'd be impressive if they built a set, but they didn't need to. They just went to a real place on Earth. Very cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. I just learned that now, like an hour ago, that that was a real place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was l looking in the trivia. Apparently they built that and it's like this amazing outside, but then there's nothing inside.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I'm like, I bet you there's nothing inside of that.
Which is weird.
I mean, I'm still impressed that they built the outside.
Yeah, it's amazing. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
Looks awesome.
Well, that's it. At least I got to say a
Okay.
few more awesome things I liked about it.
That's good. I'm glad you watched the fifth movie. Maybe you didn't like it, but now you've completed all of the Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah.
You're in the club.
Okay.
Okay, so next week, have you seen the movie Killing of a Sacred Deer?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah, we probably have. Okay, so you don't want to do that one, I'm sure.
It's a bit too weird
Okay.
for now. I mean, I like the movie, but I think we just talked about it like a couple months ago, maybe a
Okay.
year ago at this point.
Probably a year ago. How about a movie called North Star? It's a Western.
It doesn't sound very good
It's got cool. It's got good
based
people
on
in
the
it.
title.
No, it's got good people in it. Got
Right.
Christopher Lambert, and
That's
it's
not
got
selling it.
no, he's like the second star. I forget
No.
who the first star. Let me look it up. Fuck.
No, just tell me what we're doing and let's go. Don't keep asking
Okay,
me. Just.
and The Frontier. It's another Western.
All right.
I think you're gonna like at least one of these movies. I haven't seen either of them either, so we're gonna be on this journey together.
Oh, all right. All right, man. You have a
All
great
right.
week.
All right, I will see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.